Welcome to Christ's Blessing on this lovely day of September as we get ready to move toward the equinox, the time when the planet and the sun are in perfect balance, or the planet is in perfect balance as it orbs around the sun, I should say, the more accurate description. So I would love to hear from anyone in our community. You know, that's the way I always love to start this, because it gives me just a better sense of connection with what you need, where you are, and what's happening for you. So I'm going to take a wireless caller. Oh, Eva, hi. Eva, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, this is Eva, and yes, we have rain, but we needed rain, so that's okay. But I would like to ask a blessing for my husband. He had a fall yesterday morning, which was rather disappointing because he had been doing so well. But his hand was getting better to the point where it's relaxing more instead of clamping, and I think because of that, it slips from his walker sometimes, and I think that's what made him fall when he was got up early yesterday morning to go to the bathroom. So
he's doing okay,
but just to kind of slow down again. And so I just want a blessing for him to get back to where he was and even better, which is what I'm hoping for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's and a blessing for me, because I sang this morning in church the song from Mendelssohn's Elijah Oratorio, O Rest in the Lord, which I love, and it kind of seemed providential that I had picked that song for today, because I thought, wow, you know, this is what I really need to learn myself. I've been learning it, and I need to learn it some more, I guess, to just really place my trust in the Lord always, regardless of what's going on, which sometimes is hard for me to do. But
yes, it is for all of us. And especially when the ones that we love the most are hurting.
Yeah, and when you feel responsible, when you don't really quite know how to be responsible or what your responsibility is, which has been my problem. So I would appreciate that blessing. And I also, on a good, really joyful note also, in our church, we have finally gotten a permanent pastor again, which we had didn't have for a while. But it was very good this summer, because the bishop stepped in and was our pastor, and he was wonderful. And he was so good that it really restored more of my faith in the Christian church, which I had lost for a while. And even in spite of lots of the divisions and controversies and so forth in the denomination, he's one who is really working to keep people together, and so I really appreciated that, and it helped me a lot. But now we have a new...
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. We have a new pastor. Her name is Sheena, and she was wonderful this morning, and I know that it's going to be good. So even my playing the music, I could tell a difference, because and it just made me understand how much others can be an inspiration and can even make us do what we're not even almost conscious of doing, because my fingers
That's
were just
right.
doing things
That's
that
right.
They didn't always do. So that really felt good. So blessings
Absolutely.
For Tina and for our congregation to move
okay.
it along into where Yeshua wants to lead us. And I need patience to wait for some of the bigger things to happen, which I would like to see happen. But I know all in His time.
Oh, yes. We all get impatient. That's for sure.
Yes.
And we can work through it with faith. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
I think really that's the only way we can work through it, is with faith.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Because life is often unpredictable. It's, you know, we we never stop being the child that has to learn. We have to take turns. And we can't have everything we want exactly when we want it. Maybe we could have everything we want in the right time, in the right context, and so on. But not, not always just when we want it. And we're always learning more about that our whole life. So I pray for all of us. And you're on my list, Eva, always.
And thank you, Anil.
Tony's on the call. Tony, you're there.
Hello, Glenda.
Hi.
This is Tony. Hi. Hey, happy new moon. It's almost exact still. It's the moon is within a degree of the sun. It just hit the sun about probably two and a half hours ago. So this is a fortuitous new moon. It's opposing Neptune and trining Pluto. And then we also have Jupiter's trining Neptune as well. So it's very spiritual. We've had that Jupiter-Neptune thing going on for a few months, but it's kind of emphasized with the new moon. So it's very transformative and very spiritual. And it's something that, will help us find and recognize connections in consciousness and with manifestation, too.
Well, thank you for that, Tony. I appreciate it. You know, because I think we're all looking, for directions to focus and discover our next inspiration and our next point of guidance. And it really helps to have a context.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does. Well, and I love all parts of the things that you discover in the sky, but a new moon is really kind of wonderful because it's the beginning of a cycle. And
it's
so
gentle.
Whatever. Yes.
And it's gentle, unlike the full moon that could be anything.
That's right. Yeah, we're actually due for a full moon in 2 weeks where the full moon will actually conjoin Chiron. So that one, you know, that one can have a lot of power. It tends to be Chiron's kind of soul energy, but it's also healing, deep healing. So it can reveal things and it can help us align, but it also can bring up issues around big, important healing issues. So I just love the new moon because it gives us the energy that we contact here. It gives us a boost through this whole next month.
Yeah, we get to throw out the garbage and start all over again.
Yeah,
and it's gentle and it's sweet. Yes, yeah. I agree. It's a lovely time.
Yeah, one of the things
I remember even from the time. Well, I grew up in an agricultural family, a farming and ranching family, and I just loved to grow things from the time I was a little girl. And I remember my grandmother teaching me the best time to plant seeds was on a new moon.
Mm. Makes sense.
Yeah. And she said they'll be much healthier because by the time the full moon arrives, the full moon will be, give them a blast of growth that they'll be ready for because they have two weeks to germinate and be ready for that blast of growth. So, and I even checked it out in the Farmer's Almanac. So this is not all just metaphysical. This is something that people have gone by through the ages.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, Tony, thank you so much. And blessings to you and Judy. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, we're gonna take a call from area code 415. And you're on. Don't have a name, so you'll have to introduce yourself.
Yeah, hello, Glenda. This is Stephen Adler. How are you?
Stephen, hi. I'm doing fantabulous.
Oh, fantastic. So I have a couple things. First, the seeds just make me think of, you know, global warming and how important it is to plant trees. And I was thinking just the other day how could you imagine if, you know, just half the human population planted a tree this month, you know, how that would affect the whole planet and just the power of that unity, you know, and how, you know, unity is just so key to make huge changes on this planet. And I just kind of put it out to everybody to pray for unity, you know, within our whole human collective. I definitely want to put out a prayer request for my friend Ilana. She's a lovely woman, a Reiki practitioner, lives in Chicago, and unfortunately was hit by a bicyclist. And it was a hit and run, unfortunately, and she fell and the bicyclist ran over her and just badly bruised and scraped and fractured her elbow. And unfortunately, she doesn't have health insurance. So she is praying. She has a little GoFundMe campaign. People are contributing to her medical expenses. She's hoping to go into surgery next week. And, you know, the estimated cost of the surgery is probably around $6,000. So I'm just praying that she has miraculous healings of her fractured elbow. She can't practice Reiki right now because she's just in so much pain. And obviously it's really hard, obviously, when you lose that use of an arm.
Oh, I have total empathy for that. It was just about a year and a half ago. I fell in the street and fractured my elbow. I don't know if.
I remember that.
You do. I can tell you that was, if any of you have ever hit your so-called funny bone, you know it's not funny. Well, try breaking it. It's excruciatingly painful. And so my prayers and empathy is with her. And yes, her use of, I could not paint for a year. I couldn't do anything that required skilled management with my hands. I could do ordinary things like, you know, drink coffee, but nothing that required skill.
Yeah, and one last thing, I just have a quick question. I've been doing a lot of just cleansing this summer and herbal intestinal cleanses and stuff like that, and I came across the subject of using actually a purified turpentine, you know, basically an essential oil. Internally to rid oneself of, you know, candida and parasites and things like that. And I know you have a lot of experience with essential oils, and I know in general essential oils are not recommended internally. Have you ever heard of this? This methodology is promoted a lot by a particular Dr. Daniels and others on the internet. Do you know of any history around this?
Turpentine?
Yeah, of all things, right? I mean, turpentine. You use turpentine in your painting.
I do. No, I have never heard in. Well, no, I haven't. I have to say I haven't, and I don't know that I would feel comfortable about recommending it. However, when I was a little girl, and I don't recommend this either other than just anecdotal experience and memory, my family, going back four generations, would use a remedy of coal oil in sugar to kill flu and cold germs. And believe me, it worked. They would give it to me as a kid, as a little girl. I never had a reaction to it. I got up with my cold or my flu almost instantly. And it sounds horrible. When I think about it, it sounds horrible. I can't even imagine recommending that to somebody, but it was a folk remedy. And you can actually go online and find it as a folk remedy. So maybe, turpentine is there as a folk remedy also. I would just say search and read about it, but read with caution.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that we are afraid of today because we have moved into a very protective environment that ironically is not that protective. And then we hear about some of these old folk remedies, and they're shocking. But maybe there was some logic to it. I guess that goes along with the farmer's almanac and planning on the new moon. So maybe we're just being indigenous today.
But, I think you're probably right.
But, you know, there is turpentine in its pure form, which would simply be pine oil distilled as an essential oil, should be tolerable to the body in small amounts.
Yeah, that's what's the discussion about. It's not actual like industrial grade turpentine that you use in painting, but it is this gum spirits of pine, which is a purified on turpentine, if you will. It's a purified on, you know, essential oil of pine, basically.
I use that in some of my blends. And I find it to be just lovely. I've never sold it directly because I guess I just didn't think pine would be too popular. It's been so wrongly used industrially, like pine sol, you know, and all of these offensive pine odors that have come to be that have come to be really kind of annoying. That I just didn't have the heart to to sell it or present it for availability, shall we say, as an essential oil. But it is lovely.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not at all like pine sol. I mean, the real thing actually smells like pine.
Yeah, no, I imagine it would. And I imagine that these sorts of folk remedies are similar to, say, for example, the MMS, right? That the MMS is,
yes,
something that you've come across over the years with Larry and have found a lot of efficacy in.
That's right. So they're doing great work around the world with it. So, you know, I think holistic health is something that we all have to carry our personal responsibility about, because what makes it rare and wonderful is the same thing that would keep it from being approved by science. Namely, it hasn't been through laboratory research 3 times around Sunday morning and refined in laboratories. So it's natural. It's rare. It's precious. And as long as we show good sense and discrimination, I think that we should continue to explore natural remedies, because as we're told in the Bible, we were given everything by God for the health and nourishment of our bodies from the earth.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve, and thanks for your comments and your suggestions. And I'm going to take a caller from 780. You're on, and you'll have to introduce yourself. I don't have a name.
Hey, Glenda, it's Desmond.
Oh, hi, Desmond. I should have recognized your number.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's going great here. How about you?
Yeah, I'm just relaxing, having a pretty good day. It's been really nice. I've been cleaning my space and getting it all organized and planning my life through.
That's good. That's always
how
good.
About
Would
yourself?
You like to ask for a blessing?
Oh, I just like to ask a little bit, like, how's your life going, your social life going with Larry and your community?
Well, Larry is doing better. And my social life is pretty much what I do online, because there's not much of it down here in this little town. You know, I live, you could almost say I live the life of Gauguin when he went to the Polynesian Islands. I went native and remote when I moved down here. And there are times that I love it and times when I feel very isolated. But since most of my social life is online, it really doesn't matter. I have friends all over the world, and we're reaching out more and more all over the world. And I would like to encourage everyone to connect up with us on our new website, wayoflife.love, because everything we post on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram gets immediately put on wayoflife.love. So you don't have to log in anywhere to find out what we posted. And if you don't want to be on our mailing list and receive our weekly newsletters, you can get those on wayoflife.love. So it's a great way of staying connected. Just log in once, put it in your favorites, and check in with us, because we're actually doing posts on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram probably every day, and they all get translated or transferred over to wayoflife.love. So, and you can comment there. Yeah.
You've had lots of goals, like with your legacy development that you wanted to build in a movie. Do you have any goals that you're working on right now?
We have
what you're mentioning?
Visions, hopes, and dreams. But I'm not going to put any more goals out until the funds are allocated. And it looks like they're going to be coming forth very, very soon. But I've said that several times before. And there are complications on
that. And congratulations.
Thank you.
For receiving it. You're welcome.
Oh, we need that so much, because we want to expand the active portion of our global community, not just through Twitter and Instagram, but we want to have people in different countries taking care of their communities over there. And we have expanded to several communities globally, but it takes financial support to do it right, and we're going to be able to do that soon. And we're in doing that, if you're wondering, if everybody's been wondering, what happened to the books that were going to be coming forth? Well, it takes money to publish books. Actually, we can publish them relatively affordably, but getting them out, oh, that's a whole different story. That's another load of potatoes, and it takes money to do that. So I really, really want to thank everyone for your support financially. Those of you who've made a contribution have kept us rolling forward while we're waiting for the grant. And this allows us to do the work that we can keep doing. We can keep doing the blessing work. We can keep we were able to create the new website, wayoflife.love. We're able to keep the store open. We're able to keep our products moving forward. We're able to keep in touch with you and keep our blessing givers all connected. So everything that you contribute is put to very, very good use for the work of Yeshua, the work of Spiritus, and the work of our community. And we thank you for everything. Even $1 makes a difference. You'd be surprised how much $1 does for people in other countries. So thank you, all of you, for your support. And it will add up to something really, really big in the near future. So we're going to take a call from area code 828, and you're on. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, Glenda. This is David from Albuquerque. Well, I'm really from the east, but been a transplant here for the last 8 or 9 months. And
yes, David, how are you?
Well, I'm under a lot of guns right now, but I wanted, before I go to that and ask for the blessing, I wanted to just address the turpentine question, because as an herbalist, I used to attend a lot of medical herbal conferences out east, and I met a woman who, she's kind of a last-ditch healer where people would go if they'd tried everything else, and that was one of the things in her arsenal to use. my comfort zone was never to that point where I wanted to take turpentine, but I understand it. I mean, it's not the industrial, it's the medical grade, and so I can understand it. I just didn't want to have the Herxmer reaction of the diet.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'll take an easier path when she recommended it to
yeah.
me. But
I understand, and I would express the same precaution. But for those who really, you know, everybody has to follow their own intuition, really. And we have deep, deep roots in herbal healing that go back thousands of years. And the knowledge that comes through those deep roots can affect us in terms of confidence or awareness or caution. And so you have to follow your instincts sometime on these things.
Exactly. And you know, the pine trees have been used for hundreds, if not thousands of years. I mean, I heard Cherokee Indians would sit under them if they had grief because that aroma would help move grief. I have a pinyon pine growing right in the front yard here, and I let the sap get all over my feet, and I love the smell of it. And I think there's a place for it. And we don't see a lot of research in these medicines because they're natural, and you can't patent natural medicine, so there's no money in it until they take that molecule and distort it by adding another constituent onto it, and that's called pharmacy, and that's how
that's
they make
right.
the money.
That's right.
And so,
oh yes, that's right.
We don't get a lot of real good information because it costs money to do research, and it's, you know, natural is that thing. But,
absolutely. Well, I'm going to do a post this week on coconut oil. There's been a lot of controversy on that through the years because the coconut oil in the past was a really bad thing. It really was because it was industrially processed. And it was processed after, it started out with coconut meat that was dried. And it was dried for months, if not years, and then packed on great ocean freighters where it would mold and mildew and then have to be, purified with literally insecticides. I mean, really. I mean, and then bleached and then refined from that, and it was a horrible thing. So not only was it a saturated fat, it was just a horrible thing. And it left a permanent imprint in the minds of a lot of people, like palm oil is a terrible thing. And actually to this day, that's what's used in some of the products that you see coming from big companies like General Mills, where it will say, this or that cracker or cookie has coconut oil in it. Beware. That does not mean it's the good stuff. The extra virgin coconut oil that we're discovering the medical benefits from and the holistic benefits from is not just a better grade of coconut oil. It's different. It's a whole different thing. It's cold pressed from fresh coconut oil. And there's an even better version of that, but I don't have time to go into that here today. I'm going to do a post on it next week so that I can help everyone have more clarity on that. There's so much we need to clarify from things that were done so poorly in the past compared to what's available now in the present and future. But we have to move on. So we've got to go on. And thank you very much, David. You're on our prayer list.
Thank you. And Janice, too, please. We're taking care of old parents right now. And
okay. Absolutely. We have Sharon on the call. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Glenda. Hello.
Did I see a post on Instagram that you got married?
No. I'm just in a relationship. So,
oh,
yeah, no, not
okay.
married.
Well, congratulations
no,
anyway.
Well, thank you. I have a special request. I have a nephew that's really, really sick, and he's got blood clots in his lungs and his legs, and he's probably going to go in for open heart surgery. He's got some kind of a growth in his heart.
Oh,
and
no.
So it's my brother's younger son, and so his name is Travis, and I'd like to just put him in the blessing call, and I would appreciate that very much.
Oh, absolutely. Travis is on my list. And, you know, actually, everybody, we are moving toward the end of where we can take requests. So let's just, I'm going to open more calls, but let's open them for requests for blessings, okay, rather than discussions, because we do need to move into our blessings. So we have Chris on the call. Hi, Christy. You're on. Christine, you're on.
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Glenda?
Yes.
Hi.
You're
on. I just want to make a quick comment when you guys were talking about the herbal remedies and needing more. There's an awesome documentary playing online right now, and it's called Remedy Ancient Medicines for Modern Illnesses, and it is fabulous. It starts at 9 o'clock Eastern, and tonight is episode 5, but they are selling the whole program, and they go into everything, and it's so enlightening. So I just wanted to announce that if anybody was interested in Googling it and signing up.
Okay.
They send the link every day.
Would you say that address again, Christine?
The name of the documentary is Remedy, and then underneath of it is Ancient Medicines for Modern Illnesses. And it's Nick Polozzi. It's Nick, P-O-L-I-N-Z-I, is the moderator and the person who put this together. He was took 10 years to do this. So, and they interview all kinds of herbalists around the country. It's amazing, and they give you all kinds of herbs for certain illnesses. It's amazing. So I just wanted to put that out there for anybody interested. They are curing MS and everything else with these herbs. It's just amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Christine. In fact, I'll look it up, and then I'll send the link out to everybody on our list.
Okay.
All right. Great. We have one more caller to ask for a blessing, and you're on. Area code 206.
I just got on when the guy was asking about the turpentine, and my brother has done that. He suggested it to me, and he takes, you know, pure gum spirits with drops it into a sugar cube or two, and so he's cleaned out his system. Him and his wife did it. They said it helped him lose weight and sleep better. It didn't poison them. You know, you got to get the pure gum spirits, not the stuff you buy at the hardware store usually. But,
yeah, right. Right, for sure.
So, and like you said, use it with caution. You know, you can take too much, but they both have positive results. I haven't tried it yet. I have the turpentine, but I can't find sugar cubes. That's so. Anyway,
oh,
I just
goodness.
Wanted to say that, and I appreciate what you're doing. So it's good to hear the information. So
thank you so much. Looks like we were just destined today to be on the new moon energy of giving earth remedies. So that's wonderful.
Yeah,
great,
it's
synchronicity.
Most people, mm-hmm. you say turpentine, and they kind of, you know, they freak out and they, oh yeah,
they go, ah,
yeah. But I mean, we've separated ourselves from the folk remedies, and there's some, you know, Mother Earth gives us these amazing medicines. All the medicines we need are coming from Mother Earth, you know, and
we've
been so separated from it that, you know, with Western medicine and all that, that, mm-hmm. it, you know, our, you know, we're God has given us all we need on the earth right now. So it's great to have this information. I appreciate the link that the woman just now sent out. So it's great. So that's all
I'll catch it and send it out to everybody. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, if there's one more caller, I want to take that real quick. Okay?
Yeah.
We have a wireless caller from area code 413, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's June from Massachusetts, and I'm taking a trip, and I would ask a blessing on the trip. It's just a complicated thing, but, you know, since I'm not sure of how all the connections are going to play out, and so I just would like a blessing for the trip and for the all the people involved. And for me.
Okay. You've got it. Well,
thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless you. And
thank
God
you.
Bless everybody on this call and everybody who knows everybody on this call. Let's let it be a reverberating effect. Whatever you receive, pass it on. Pass it on as energy. Pass it on as love. Pass it on as opportunity. Pass it on as faith. Pass it on as curiosity. Pass it on as support. Let's pass on the blessings. Information, support, curiosity, faith, love, opportunity, prayers. Let's just be the love that we are, being on this beautiful earth, knowing that everything is going to be better because of the blessings we project, the blessings we convey, the blessing that we literally are. So, something happened on my call. I hope we're not disconnected in any way. I wanted to, before we start our blessing, this has happened almost every time in the last couple of sessions we time out on our login, but it looks like we're okay. So, let's begin our blessing. Tony, I do see you're back on the call. I'm going to take your, did you have something else to say? Tony, did you have something else to say, or was that just
I was muted. No, sorry. I just want to let you know you're coming through loud and clear.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, we're getting a timeout, and that's very strange. I don't know why that's happening, but let us begin. Let us be in our faith, our confidence, and our quietness. There's a miraculous power in silence. It causes us to listen at the level first of our body, then the level of our heart, and then the level of our soul. Our mind never stops talking. And so I think one of the best ways of getting out of your mind is just to be quiet. Let's find that quiet place, wherever that is, and then move it into our heart and expand the quietness out to where we can feel the sacred stillness of life and the sacred stillness of the earth where new life is being born, the sacred stillness of the moon where new light is being reflected and generated for a whole new cycle. Be seated And the only thing I ask that you do is remove your shoes. Unless, of course, they're leather. That's okay. But we only want to have natural fibers connecting to the earth. It's even wonderful, wonderful, wonderful in warm season to be on the grass receiving the blessing. Because what we're doing is we're taking energy from the cosmos, the greater cosmos, moving into our solar system. And from our solar system, through the sun and the moon and the earth, moving it down into the earth, but through you. And then from the earth, back through you, to the cosmos. So this is a conduction of energy. And it's being conducted by the Holy Spirit through the love of Christ and from the grace of our Holy Father, that all that is within you can be balanced and realigned, that healing may occur in all areas of your life, whether it be physical, personal, social, whatever, that it just be fine again. That it be in a state of love with life. Sometimes growth has its challenges, but this is a great season to find balance. We're moving toward the autumn equinox, or if you're down south, the vernal equinox. But that's when the earth is in balance. So let us be in balance. Just be still and quiet and receive. I will say my prayer to Yeshua. When I'm complete, then for 3 minutes, you say your prayer. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your love, your encouragement, your strength, your companionship, for just being with us and loving us, accepting us as we are, letting us go through our growth and sometimes our problems and disharmony, and then being there to bring us back to our center. We thank you for showing us what we can be when we come back to our center. We thank you for confirming to us that we are, in fact, a child of the Holy Father, as you are our brother. We thank you for being here today with each person on this call and with everyone in their life and with everyone and everything for which they have asked a blessing, and that they may be a blessing in their life. We surrender now simply into the quietness and the stillness of the Holy Spirit, into the perfection of your love and the grace of our Father. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now receive by resting and remaining in silence. Be a blank slate upon which the blessings of God can be written. So bye-bye for now. And much love to all of you. I look forward to being with you again next week.